brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, you have tuned in to an amazing transmission, completely jam-packed with unbelievable info today. It is, of course, Monday, the 11th day of October, 2010. We're going to have Jonathan Irish and his fiance on the broadcast with the founder and head of Oathkeeper, Stuart Rhodes. They're going to be popping in later in this hour, and then again, we're going to go into overdrive into a fourth hour today. They'll be on during the last hour today. We have Native American leader Russell Means joining us to talk about the fact that he exposed Obama before he even got elected as a complete puppet of the globalist and was attacked by the left, where Mr. Means, of course, has been an icon. He's been proven right. We're going to get his take on the plunging dollar, the empire in trouble, how Native Americans had their children kidnapped by CPS. In fact, when they started the health departments, they were modeled after the stealing of Native American children. So we'll also get his take on that in the next hour when he joins us from video Skype. We'll be streaming that, of course. It's not just on the radio, on the AM and FM dial, but in live living color at prisonplanet.tv. And Dr. Doug Rocky joins us in the third hour, part two on depleted uranium and just how deadly this scourge is. So that is all coming up today. Right now on the Drudge Report, they have top links to the local newspapers in New Hampshire who have seen the full affidavit used by the court to take the Irish's newborn baby. And so the denial's all over. It's just like when we released the Mayak report. People for a week said it was fake, or the Homeland Security reports, or the clergy response team documents. It's all real. People are like, well, why didn't you post the whole thing? Well, Mr. Irish told me I could, but I thought, you know what? I'm not going to put where they live or their all their information and, you know, the other CPS allegations. The issue is that Oath Keepers was cited and gun ownership was cited for political demonization. That's the issue. Mr. Irish's landlord is in the newspaper saying he is a model tenant and that they are just nice, good, peaceful people in the year they've been living there. No problems. And then you read the affidavit, which we have the whole thing, and it's just it's standard. I've been studying the CPS for 15 years. I have battled them in Austin. I have seen them just out of hand as standard operating procedure lying about people. And this fits the bill because it's all mild and nebulous and not clear. And the way they were waiting for them at their home when he was coming back from getting his wisdom teeth pulled, and she had a concealed carry and it was in her bag, and they got the gun out and said, no, this is your husband's. He doesn't have a concealed carry. So they arrested him. That's how this all started 2.5 months ago. And so we now have the new headline up. Feds treat baby snatch protesters like terrorists. The FBI admits to the local TV and newspapers that they called in bomb-sniffing dogs for the protests of about 10 people that was spontaneous last Friday at 3 o'clock Eastern there in Concord, Mass. At the hospital. And they said, well, there was no threat or no bombs. We just came out here. Basically, again, anybody who protests the government child kidnapping operation is a terrorist. And now I talked to Mr. Irish, who was really upset about 30 minutes before airtime, and he's been told he's not allowed to have visitation with his child, even though they admit it's his child and it's on the, you know, the seizure affidavit and the hospital records that, yes, it's his child. Now they're saying, well, for security issues, you can't see your daughter. And he said, well, why? And they said, well, we don't have the file. We don't know why. You just can't have any visitation. So they're already doing that. That's coming up. And we've got incredible economic news just off the charts. We've got dollar falls as currency war concerns linger. And we've got big aspartame news coming up today. Stay with us.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at HerbalHealer.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 11th day of October 2010. I am Alex Jones, your host. Joining us in about 25 minutes, we're going to have Jonathan Irish and Stephanie Taylor, who had their baby snatched, and we have the affidavit. It's now in full. In fact, I printed that during a break. Can you guys run that into me and then have Nemo post it up on Infowars.com? Because that is key to do that. We were authorized last Friday with this baby snatching case to post the whole thing. But I made the executive decision to only post excerpts of this for their privacy. And then some of the media tried to spin it and say that it wasn't even true, that Oath Keepers wasn't mentioned. Well, we have now gotten the authorization last night to block out all the phone numbers and names and things like that. But it has the court case number 629-2010-JV239. And to post all the affidavits, the court order, everything, where they cite. We're going to now add this to Paul Joseph Watson's latest article, Feds Treat Baby Snatch Protesters Like Terrorists. We're going to talk about that coming up, and they're going to be joining us here on the show. But this is the type of stuff we deal with every time. Oh, that's made up. There's nothing about Oath Keepers in there. Oh, there's no MIAC report. Oh, there's no clergy response teams. Oh, the government's not issuing terror alerts for political gain, and then the former head of Homeland Security comes out and admits it. Look, we're not making any of this up, and people don't want to face the facts that people are being politically persecuted in this country for their views. It's that simple. And the update is today we have learned that the New Hampshire DCYF is preventing Jonathan Irish and the baby's mother, Stephanie, they're clearly saying Mr. Irish can't, from ever seeing their child at all. This is clearly a violation of basic visitation rights. Authorities cite security threats as the reason for blocking visitation without explaining what those threats are. And I told Watson for his update, the main issue is that he said, well, what's in the file? And they said, well, we don't even have a file. Irish and his wife, Stephanie, his fiance and Oath Keepers founder, Stuart Rhodes, will appear on the Alex Jones Show today. We will also be posting the full affidavit with personal information blacked out of the letter today. And we now have it, and it's now blacked out to protect the child and also some of the phone numbers that are in this thing. And so you can go read it up at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Stuart Rhodes is coming on. He's got it posted right now at oathkeepers.org. Okay? So it's real, and the protesters that went out there had the police show up and threaten them. That's on video. And they called out the FBI with bomb-sniffing dogs, and the FBI told local TV and the newspapers there was no bomb threat. They just did it. Yeah, to imply anybody protesting is a violent terrorist. How dare citizens protest what's going on? So that is coming up. We're going to have Stuart Rhodes, Mr. Irish, and others on. Then Russell Means, Native American leader, is going to be joining us, Dr. Doug Rocky. And then we're going to have Jonathan Irish in the fourth hour back on for an update on everything that's unfolding. But this is a big national story. The Drudge Report is linked to it as well. And we're going to be covering all of that today here on the transmission. You notice that if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we started this segment with a document cam shot of Diet Coke. Diet Coke, Big League Chew, Dentine Fire, Big Red Sugar Gum, Juicy Fruit, regular sugar gum, Bubblicious, Hubba Bubba, Trident, all of it. Why am I doing this? Well, I called Kurt Nimmo Saturday, and I said, I want you to write an article about this. A lot of the articles you see, I basically send the guys the links. They do further research and add to it. And when I've been involved in an article, you'll see at the bottom, Alex Jones contributed to this article. And I told Kurt, I said, he said, you want to do another story about Glenn Beck? And I said, yeah. I've got the transcript of Glenn Beck saying his doctors, this is from last Friday, are looking for toxins in his blood, and that he has the symptoms of basically being poisoned. He said, the last 24 hours I've been thinking about doctors saying we're looking for toxins, we're looking for poisons in your body. And then he goes on to make the joke, I know what they are, it's studying progressives and collectivists and eugenicists, and I'm being poisoned spiritually. So he's making either a joke or he believes in some type of voodoo. Meanwhile, the real poison is in plain view. He told the New York Times and many other publications that Mormonism forbids him from drinking coffee. But then he guzzles Diet Coke and even gives it to his children. And I talked Sunday about how I was out at a park and saw a little party of kids all drinking diet sodas, like it's something healthy their parents give them, filled with aspartame. And so I said, watch, Kurt. This story will get picked up big time. And regardless, millions of Glenn Beck listeners will end up reading the article, and then they'll see all the links, and they will discover that aspartame is deadly dangerous, and that it was known that it was deadly dangerous, and that it's not just in diet sodas now, it is in tens of thousands of products. Kurt's article says 1,000, 6,000, that's conservative. It is tens of thousands, and now it's suddenly in almost every sugar gum. I mean, you go to the store. It's hard to find sugar gum. This is Hubba Bubba. Awesome original. And in the last 2 years, it's now being added to everything. It's every form of gum. It says aspartame is one of the ingredients. We'll try to zoom in on that, see if you can get that tiny print. Here's Big League Chew. And it says corn syrup, natural artificial flavors, soy, aspartame, cornstarch, color red 40. Big League Chew. It's like bubblegum chewing tobacco. Here's Dentine Fire. This is all regular sugar gum, but it has aspartame added to it. So what happened today? Well, we wrote the story Saturday, Kurt and I. He posted it. He put links to mainstream news, major universities, the federal government, even Fox News reporting on it, on aspartame linked to cancer, brain damage, all the rest of it. It's highly addictive. It breaks down into wood alcohol and, of course, formaldehyde in the body. That's admitted. You know, back during Prohibition and all the people going blind because of wood alcohol, they were making, whiskey and moonshine with wood alcohol, and people were going blind in mass. Well, Glenn Beck's announced he's going blind with macular dystrophy, the degeneration of the nerves in his eye. And so we wrote an article with all the mainline medical studies, literally scores of them linked, and we haven't completely confirmed it. We saw it on the message board, and I got some calls about it, and it's almost always accurate, but that his fill-in guest, his fill-in sidekick, while Glenn's off having to get all these tests and CAT scans and the rest of it, because his hands are going numb, his feet, he's losing his eyesight, and the guy reportedly made jokes about it. Well, look, I mean, we're linked to this in the article, and I'll give viewers a PrisonPlanet.tv shot. Rat study shows cancer aspartame link, Fox News, November 21st, 2005. Look, this isn't a joke, okay? This isn't a joke. And the fact that he gives it to his children isn't a joke. And the fact that many of you give it to your children. Look, when I see somebody giving their children aspartame drinks, or I see my cousin drinking chewing sugar gum, and I go, you know, that's got aspartame. And he goes, no, it doesn't. This is sugar gum. I said, give me the package. And it was actually Trident White is what he had back at Christmas when he came down to visit from Chicago. And I grabbed it away from him. And I read on the back, I said, aspartame, you see that? And he goes, wow, I didn't know sugar gum had it. And I said, look, I'm not making this stuff up. It's hard to find a brand that doesn't have it. America wakes up to this. People get angry. Mainstream news comes out and admits it's deadly. And what's their answer? We'll just put it in almost every sugar gum, and even sugar candies have it now. Children's vitamins, sickeningly, most of them. In fact, when I sit guys to the store, send Marley back to HEB to get children's vitamins. And cold tablets. Just have her read on the back. Most of them have aspartame. Even pills that you don't chew has it. It's highly addictive and highly toxic, like many other poisons are highly addictive. So the Drudge Report links to this. Reportedly, his fill-in host, while he is in a medical emergency, you know, we reach out to Glenn Beck. But people are like, why are you talking about Glenn Beck? Because he's been set up as the main Patriot leader. And we now know he's covering everything we cover. So what I say here now ends up on his show. Okay? What we write about ends up on the Drudge Report. And so whether you care about Glenn Beck or not, I've seen some sickening comments about, I hope he dies from aspartame and all the rest of this. No, I hope he gets better. I hope he gets his kids off of it before they get sick and go blind. And then I hope he wakes up like Saul of Tarsus and becomes Paul and gets knocked off his horse and wakes up and goes and tells his 30 to 50 million listeners and viewers, depending on which week you look at, that, hey, get off this stuff. See, I feel good warning people. I like warning people about sodium fluoride in the water that Beck says he drank buckets of. Well, you're going blind, buddy. How do you like it? You talk about how you guzzle Diet Coke. It's not funny, Glenn. Okay, as you're now discovering losing your eyesight. He says he can. Glenn says he can hardly read. He says he can't even read regular type. He can't even read this article now without Coke bottle glasses. I mean, it's not funny, Glenn. And of course, he hasn't laughed yet. Reportedly, his co-host has. But the issue here is this is not a joke. Okay, this is a life and death situation. And I'm going to show you again one of hundreds of mainstream articles. Here's your own Fox News. Okay, and it says a study in rats links the popular artificial sweetener aspartame to a wide range of cancers. Aspartame is found in low-calorie sweetener Equal and many other sugar-free products under the brand name NutraSweet. It is the second best-selling non-sugar sweetener in the world. Researchers in Italy concluded that rats exposed to varying doses of aspartame throughout their lives developed leukemias, lymphomas, and several other cancers in a dose-dependent manner. Okay, now, that's only one study. When they tried to approve it in the 70s, it caused seizures, brain damage, blindness, and cancer in monkeys. Okay? Glenn, you're killing yourself, and so is everybody else who drinks it.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I'm going to get into the economy here in a moment. That's really the huge news. But getting back to Glenn Beck, here he is last Friday's show, a transcript. He says, you know, as listeners, that I was diagnosed with macular dystrophy and I could be blind within a year. Well, I mean, we write an article, Drudge Report, post it with links to universities, the federal government, all the scientific reports, mainstream news articles that many people get off aspartame, and medical science admits this, and they get their eyesight back. It'll give you temporary blindness or reduced vision. If you keep doing it, you will lose your eyesight. And reportedly, it's funny to the guest host. I mean, maybe he wants Glenn to go blind so that, I mean, you know, the co-host gets the show. Or I guess he'll help walk him in with a cane every day. And here we are lovingly trying to warn, and reportedly they're making jokes about it. Because, see, they can't admit. I mean, last week Glenn Beck's talking about how the Fabian socialists wanted to poison the water to sterilize us. And the White House science czars talked about it. But that's, you know, that's bad. But nobody else in industry would do something like that. They got aspartame approved. They knew it made monkeys go blind. And I read on the back of this Diet Coke, it says the heart truth. There's a little doggy on the back, and it says, join Diet Coke in support of women's health programs. Visit DietCoke.com. What a sick joke. And here's the big issue. It's in almost every chewing gum now. Regular sugared gum. Look at this Big League Chew. Remember eating this when I was a kid, chewing this. I mean, look at this. I'm going to dump this out on the table. Give me a document cam shot of that. Look at this. Look at this stuff right here. I'm going to dump it out on the table. Look at that. Just literally laced with aspartame. Cancer, going blind. Here, have the kids chew it. And I'm a weirdo for reading mainline science and warning you. I'm the bad man. I'm the bad person. I'm the kook. I'm the nut. People are going blind. They're dying. And quietly, Coke and others are trying to move away to other artificial sweeteners. So now aspartame isn't the number one seller in diet drinks. It's number two. And they've moved on to other things that reportedly aren't as bad, still have some issues, but they still want to market for it. So let's put it in all the kids' chewing gum. Let's put it in adults' Juicy Fruit, Big Red, Extra, Bubblicious, Aspartame, Bubblicious, right here. Regular chewing, and how did I discover this a few years ago? My children beg in gas stations and grocery stores for some gum. Most of the time, I can't get them gum. It doesn't exist now without it. This is something we can do to help people right now, is to get this article warning to Glenn Beck, don't drink Diet Coke. And even if he won't listen and goes as blind as a bat, that's his issue. But isn't it child abuse if people know about this stuff and they give it to their children? Oh, but that's okay. The government doesn't care about that. But if you are on the Oath Keeper message board, they're going to put it in an affidavit and take your newborn baby girl because you might be dangerous. No judge, no jury, you know, no due process, just a fake family court system. But there it is. And it just goes on and on and on. Just like we told you over a decade ago, that they would implode the global currencies to bring out a new global currency. And here it is all over mainstream news today. Just like we told you more than a decade ago that they were packaging and bundling mortgages and taking people's houses that were paid for through fraud. Now they're suspending many of the foreclosures around the country. Five big banks have totally suspended it because it's now admitted that they've engaged in massive complete fraud. But again, the average person couldn't believe us 11, 12 years ago when we had mortgage experts on to talk about this because there's no way the banks would do something that corrupt. There was no way sodium fluoride and water would hurt you. There was no way aspartame could be bad. Okay, Glenn Beck, just do this and other people that are on aspartame. Number one, it's highly toxic and very addictive. That's the big secret about it. It's why they stack it up in the garages like addicts. They've always got to have it. They carry, you know, big gulps around with them and literally worship it. Glenn Beck was an alcoholic. This stuff breaks down into alcohol, but wood alcohol. Of course you like it, Glenn Beck. You're an alcoholic, and you're still an alcoholic. You're still drinking, and you're giving your children a chemical that breaks down into toxic alcohol derivatives. Okay, I've sent you mainline news and government documents on it. Of course you're a lush and you don't want to stop drinking. But you might as well drink Jack Daniels. It won't make you go blind. Only toxic alcohol will do that. I guess if you drink enough regular alcohol, it'll do it. But the point is, this is just in plain view, and it shows the denial that is systemic across society. Just like people couldn't believe 2 months ago when Bloomberg reported, even though they admitted in federal court, that Prudential and others are taking the death benefits of 6 million veterans as they die and not giving them their insurance. I mean, you understand, folks? We're not in Kansas anymore. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Economic news coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're going to be talking to Jonathan Irish, who had his baby daughter stolen last Thursday. Now a huge national news story. We've got Stuart Rhodes online with us as well. I want to remind listeners that, well, several things. I'm going to be live for more than 24 hours coming up this Thursday, kicking off at 11 a.m. Central, right through into the next show on Friday. Then Paul Watson will cover the last 2 hours of the show on Friday live. We're going to have a bunch of special guests on the 24-hour-plus transmission and a bunch of never-before-seen video interviews from the films we're working on. I mean, I'm talking lengthy 30-minute, hour-long interviews. We're going to be streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to be streaming live audio at Infowars.com. We're going to attempt a test today in the fourth hour to put a free video box up on Infowars.com so you can see what PrisonPlanet.tv viewers see. And we're going to attempt during the 24-hour-plus marathon to have free video streaming for everybody. But obviously, if our bandwidth can't handle it, it'll be up for a while then go down. But we're testing that today in the fourth hour. We'll do a fourth hour live today. Of course, the entire show is being simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. But for the Money Bomb Day, as we attempt to finish up the new studios and gear up to intensify our resistance to the globalists and their criminal activities and all the guests and information we bring on this broadcast. It's up to you to go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and support us coming up on Thursday. I want to thank all those that have already donated. Go to the site to see the new tour, the new studios, everything we're trying to complete at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And remember, it is your purchase of the books, the videos, the materials, the new film, What in the World Are They Spraying at InfoWars.com that also makes this broadcast possible. Plus, those materials are vital in waking everybody up. Everyone that orders a T-shirt or a book or even bumper stickers or ballpoint pens that have InfoWars.com on them, you get a free citizen rule book with every order with key information about what this country is really all about. Now, I want to recap this and then go to Stuart Rhodes and then Mr. Irish. On Friday morning, we got the full affidavit, and we were authorized to post it, and I thought, man, I don't want to put their phone numbers and their all their information out. I said, okay, there's a couple different documents, court order, affidavit. I said, snip this out, snip that out, just post those parts. And people got confused and said, is this real? Well, last night, Stuart got the full document. We already had the full document. He got authorization to black it out. And the whole thing has been posted at oathkeepers.org. It's also being posted in Paul Joseph Watson's latest article on this at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. But here's the latest. Feds treat baby snatched protesters like terrorists. And they told Mr. Irish today that he won't be allowed to see his daughter in regular visitation during this process. So they're basically already trying to totally end parental rights because of a security threat. And he said, well, let me see the file. And they said, we don't have a file. We're just doing this. And it's his fiancée. You know, they're basically common law married. It's horrible what's happening. They admit in the filings that he is the father, and they're saying it doesn't matter. And the big issue here is there's all this mud being slinged by CPS. I have worked these cases. I have exposed these for years. We've made documentaries about it. It is standard procedure for them to lie and to say things even worse than what's in this affidavit. But his landlord of a long time is on record saying he is model. He and his fiance are model tenants. Never problems, never noise, never any issues. The opposite of what this affidavit says. And the CPS can make up whatever they want about you. But regardless of that, it is in the affidavit that the court used to take the child that he's a gun owner, bought guns, which last time I heard was legal in this country, and that he was affiliated with a, quote, militia, as if a militia is bad, but this isn't even a militia. Militias aren't bad, but Oath Keepers. So this is political persecution, and we know that Southern Poverty Law Center is now officially part. We put the documents out Friday. Oath Keepers posted them as well and wrote a report about it, where they are now training local police, but also medical workers, school teachers. They're setting up spies. And local news reported last week that ADL is, quote, training locals to identify extremists. And so now they're saying, we'll take your child if you are part or a supporter of a group that says we'll support the Constitution and our oath. So joining us is Stuart Rhodes. Then we're going to Mr. Irish. And because I already have guests scheduled today, Mr. Irish will be back on uninterrupted in the last 30 minutes of the fourth hour today. So we're going to hear from him a little bit now. But going over this information, and as a constitutional lawyer from Yale, as a former staffer of Ron Paul, really has a keen mind to understand this, break down exactly what we're dealing with here, Stuart Rhodes.
Well, the big problem is first of all, CPS is already a very low threshold of due process, as you already pointed out before. But you add to that the fact that even in a criminal trial, you wouldn't be allowed to say you're on trial for assault and you are an NRA member. It would be improper and irrelevant for the prosecution to want to bring that fact to the jury. It's not relevant to the fact to the question at hand of whether you assaulted your wife. And the same thing would go for prejudice. It's also very prejudicial. And so, same situation here. And a lot of folks are running around going, well, wait a minute, we want to know whether or not they actually did this, whether they endangered their child. That's not the point. The point is that Oath Keeper affiliations, even gun ownership, are irrelevant to the question of whether or not they're guilty of endangerment, and they're also very prejudicial. But because of the low threshold of due process and CPS, it's all the easier for them to get away with doing these kinds of things. And so what I would want, what I'm going to bring is a First Amendment claim that this is a chilling and suppression of free speech, because every parent in America, if this is allowed to stand, will always have to wonder if maybe they will be put on a list, and eventually in a CPS document, if they have running with CPS, they'll utilize their affiliations with our group or, say, the Tea Parties or a 912 group or being a Glenn Beck fan or whatever it is. Who knows? And so if you allow the politicization of CPS, what you've really done is weaponized CPS as a weapon against political opposition and political dissidents. And this is exactly what would happen in, say, you know, Stasi-dominated East Germany or Stalinist Russia. We have to worry about being fingered and with no due process at all, having your rights stripped from you because of your political associations or political beliefs. Not because you're doing anything wrong, or not because you're committing any crime, but because they don't like who you are
and
as
Stuart,
a political opponent.
And Stuart, this is such tyranny that when we got from law enforcement the MIAC and Homeland Security reports, people couldn't believe it was real, and for a week we had to, you know, prove that, and now, of course, it's admitted, and people couldn't believe this, so I kind of understand why, when we didn't post the whole thing for their privacy, people couldn't believe it, because this is just so amazing. But as you broke Friday, and we have an article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com about this, Countering Violent Extremism Working Group, in fact, pull up that Infowars story, I believe the headline was, Southern Poverty Law Center, now part of Homeland Security, and it goes through the Homeland Security Advisory Council, and then I even have local newscasts last week in Austin where I live as they are rolling out ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, going into churches, schools. I mean, just type in the name of your town, folks, in ADL advising schools, ADL advising doctors, ADL advising psychiatrists and counselors. And now counselors in school are saying, are mommy and daddy don't like the government? And then they're using that as a way to take them. And we saw this with Barry Cooper, the former narcotics officer who quit and exposed government corruption. They took his son 3 months ago, and we showed the CPS order, and it said his father taught him not to trust the government. So this has been ongoing, Stuart. We're now just getting the documents. This is coming out in the open.
That's right. And this is what regimes do. Either they create a second track of lower due process for political opponents, or they use what's already there. In this case, they're using what's already there. It's been CPS. I mean, CPS has a low threshold of due process because supposedly you're not being charged with a crime or punished. They're merely interested in the safety of the child. But when they're targeting the parent for something that has nothing to do with the child's safety, it's now a different matter. It's now something that's being used as a weapon against the parent, and any smokescreen about care for the child drops away. It's got no legitimacy whatsoever.
This is also double jeopardy. I mean, you've got a messy divorce ongoing with her ex-husband, who won't finalize that with her, according to her statements. And, you know, there's classic back and forth stuff going on there. This guy is, you know, living with her. They're about to get married. They go to have a baby, and there's no proof they've done anything to this newborn baby. No proof they've done anything previous. And they go in and take the newborn baby and then cite, you're part of a pro-gun group. You're part of this Oath Keepers. And then they falsely state that you're a militia. And again, that's not bad to be part of a militia. But the point is they can't even get that right. They can't even get the birth dates right of the parents and people. I mean, it's just a shoddily written up affidavit. And now the whole thing is up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and OathKeepers.org. I want to bring Mr. Irish in because he's going to be with us fully 30 minutes in the last hour. But we also need to announce there is going to be a major demonstration. Is there not, Stuart?
That's correct. This Thursday is the date of the hearing, 1 p.m. He can give you more details. I believe it's Dover, Massachusetts, or Dover, New Hampshire, and he can give you the name of the court. But it'll also be on our site, oathkeepers.org. But 1 p.m. this coming Thursday, I'd like every oath keeper, every person that believes in the Constitution, no matter what your group is, to come out and stand there and rally for the First Amendment, rally for your right to free association and open association, and show them you're not afraid.
Okay, let's go to Mr. Irish, because there's been big new developments. We appreciate you joining us and your courage to stand up against these monsters. Specifically, before we get into the rally that everyone in that area must attend, it's so vital, stand together or hang separate. as Benjamin Franklin said, first, give us the latest developments where they're already trying to basically extrajudicially break your connection to the child. They're now saying for security reasons, but with no bona fides that you can't see your baby.
Correct, Alex, and thank you guys for having me on the show and giving us a chance to clear everything up. Well, I was actually in the shower this morning and received a telephone call on the cell phone that my mother picked up and brought directly to Stephanie. And Stephanie, with everything that's going on, she knows to record every phone call and tell them they are being recorded. And they proceeded to tell her that, well, Stephanie, we want you to come into visitation, but Jonathan can't come in. And she continues to say, wait a minute. Right here on the documentation, on the court order, it states that the parents, with an S, meaning plural, both Jonathan Irish and myself, Stephanie Taylor, are to have supervised visitation with our daughter.
So this shows, and let's bring Stuart in and then continue, and we'll hold you a little bit in the next hour. This shows the complete lawlessness here that you have the court order, we have it, saying the visitation of the parents, Mr. Irish and his fiance, and they're saying security threat, and then you ask them, what's the threat? And they said, we don't have a file. But clearly, we know what this is. Feds treat baby snatch protesters like terrorists. The FBI told local TV and print news, WMUR9, that there was no bomb threat and no specific threats. They just sent bomb dogs in to basically imply that the little protest of 10 people were basically demons last Friday. I mean, Stuart, we can really see the Hitlerian demonization going on here. This is incredible.
Well, also, as he said, this was in the court's order, so they're actually defying, if this is true, they're actually defying the court's order. So they're stepping out even beyond what the courts allow them to do. It's characteristic oftentimes of a lot of these CPS workers. They kind of develop a god complex. And it's also, as you said, it's kind of the hysteria, too. You know, they're ramping up the hysteria, and maybe they're even feeding on it themselves.
Now, Mr. Irish, Jonathan, continuing, I just wanted to interject those key points. Who specifically were you talking with when they just said, hey, pal, don't show up? Because I want to warn you, they're going to be after you now. Everywhere you go, you've got to have a video camera and witnesses because they know this is a big national issue now. You are in danger. Now, who were you talking to?
I'm fully aware that we need to watch our backs on this. The individual, the first person that spoke with them was Stephanie, and she spoke with they now put a new social worker in charge of this case. Her name is Betty Keegan. And after I got out of the shower, I ran right over to Stephanie, and I wanted to find out if she was still on the phone, wanted to talk to her, see what had been said. She was off the phone at that point. Again, she had recorded it. And she had told them that they were being recorded, as we tell everyone, that calls from a number we do not know or a blocked number, as DCYF did. Well, she tells me what they said about me not being able to see our daughter, and Stephanie elaborated and explained that the court order says that we can, that both of the parents will have supervised visitation. They have no right or reason to deny the court order. Well, I turned around and I picked up the phone, called, and now mind you, this is no more than 5 minutes later, after Stephanie got off the phone, I picked up the phone and called this CPSW worker back. A gentleman named Tom O'Connell, I believe. I don't have the document in front of me. I believe it was Tom O'Connell. Picks up the phone because I had asked to speak with Betsy Keegan. Then they placed me on hold for about 2 minutes, and then finally Tom O'Connell picks up the phone and says, can I help you? And the phone was being recorded. I said, Mr. O'Connell, I'm legally obligated to tell you that this telephone call is being recorded for my safety. And he says, okay. And I continue to say, well, sir, I understand that Stephanie just got off the phone with Betsy Keegle. I'm trying to contact Betsy Keegle.
I would like to know why I'm not being put in touch with her. He says, oh, well, she's not available. She's in a visit right now. And I said, okay, well, I need to speak with her. I need to speak with her now. And, oh, well, she's busy. She can't do that. I'm like, well, she better not be in a visit with anyone else without her daughter. And he says, well, that's none of your business. And I told him, I said, sir, that is my business, because if you are allowing, and again, this is information you would have to speak with Stephanie to elaborate on, because it's not my place. But I told them that if they are allowing our daughter to visit with her parents, there is going to be a serious legal issue because of the background.
Okay,
history.
But just to be clear here, let's bring Stuart in briefly as we got a break. We're going to come back with both of you. This is a big deal with the order saying parents, and now they're just color of law saying, hey, pal, you know, don't. It sounds like they're really trying to terminate parental rights extrajudicially, Stuart.
Well, yeah, they should comply with the court's order, and the court's order sets forth what the judge wants to be done. So that's why Jonathan needs to get a local, you know, local counsel as fast as he possibly can. So, which I think you're working on.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about this overall issue of having the FBI with bomb dogs at the hospital when there was no threat, no nothing, just to create an atmosphere of hysteria and to demonize anyone that dare protest in America. And to have the police coming over and threatening people standing on the sidewalk. I mean, this is incredible. We're going to come right back with Stuart Rhodes and Jonathan Irish. I'm Alex Jones.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, for two more segments, we're going to have both our guests, Stuart Rhodes and Mr. Irish, on. And then they're going to pop back in at the end of the fourth hour today, the last 30 minutes. But specifically, Stuart, look at this, how they first put Oath Keepers in the affidavit, and the court ratified that by taking the child. That's confirmed, folks. Affidavit's up at Infowars.com, oathkeepers.org. It's in all of our stories on this now. We've added it. You can read the whole thing. And now they've got bomb-sniffing dogs there at the protest, and they said, oh, no one's made a bomb threat or anything. We're just here basically to demonize you. I mean, this shows this pattern of political demonization, and now they're saying you can't see your newborn daughter because of a security issue, basically saying he's dangerous. This is part of the ongoing frame-up, Stuart.
Well, it's like part of the same pattern. And here's the key point, is that the judge in the ex parte order to seize the child adopted the entire affidavit as the judge's reasons for issuing the order. It just said findings of fact, see affidavit. And so it didn't qualify it, didn't it say except for number 7, which referenced Oath Keepers. It adopted the entire thing. And so that incorporates the affidavit into the order as the judge's findings of facts. And so, you know, Oath Keeper references are part of, at least part of, the reasons given. And also gun ownership, and that's part of the petition. The affidavits are attached to the petition, so the CPS is arguing that to the court, and then the court adopted it. And so you have here government agencies and a government court accepting an affiliation with a nonviolent, perfectly legal, First Amendment rights protected political speech organization as evidence for why a kid should be taken from the parents. This is why this is so shocking and outrageous. This is the camel's nose under the tent. If this is allowed to stand, then everyone in the country will have to worry and wonder if they won't have their children taken, at least in part, because of their affiliation.
Yeah, it's a massive attempt at political terrorization to create a massive chilling effect. And Mr. Irish has his landlord and others saying they are a model couple, totally nice. He's very credible on the videos of him at the protest that we have posted on our websites. But I don't know him. I don't know if he's telling the truth. I believe he is. But regardless, we know the CPS's history of congenital lying by design, A. And B, they're trying to change the subject with their demonization of Mr. Irish and his fiance when that's not even the issue. And some people are getting distracted by this disinfo. It's about why is Oath Keepers and militias and gun ownership listed in there as a reason to take children? This is precedent setting if it stands.
Yeah, I mean, this is the problem with constitutional law. A lot of folks don't understand is that even if a person is guilty, like Miranda, for example, we get a Miranda rights from that case. It turns out he had raped the girl and he was convicted on the second go around. And he served 20 years in prison, but it still didn't make it okay to coerce a confession out of him. And so even if the person, turns out to be guilty of something, as you said, the key point here is that your political affiliations are not relevant. They don't belong there, and it does create a tremendous chilling effect, and it'll be used against both the guilty and the innocent.
Yeah, that's the Soviet Union, where the police were political. That's what a commissar and the commissariat was. And but to be clear, Mr. Irish, I mean, on record, you have said that these CPS things are a pack of lies.
Yes, sir.
I mean, specifically, I mean, they can't even get birth dates right in here.
Correct. Right on the front page, they're saying that our daughter's birth date is 11/6/2010. Which is November 6, 2010, and it's not even November yet.
Yeah, this is what I've seen in all these CPS things. I've seen it where they get names wrong of the kids and use a 3-year-old filing on some other family and child with a newborn to take it. They're just so lazy, they'll bring up just any fake thing to the judge. We'll be right back in 1 minute. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.